Welcome to Patterns and Possibilities, Curious Conversations with Ms. Handy. I'm so pleased to begin a new pattern of inquiry that involves an up-close and personal conversation with special guests around the globe who actively use human systems dynamics to transform the patterns in their world. That new pattern of inquiry begins with our special guest right now.
I'm delighted to introduce you to a flip in our Curious Conversations. I've invited Glenda O. Young, the founder and executive director of Human Systems Dynamics, to join me for a special conversation that involves me this time, Ms. Handy. So let me tell you just a little bit about me. In addition to hosting the podcast, I help senior leaders and solo entrepreneurs discover and demonstrate the highest expression of themselves through leadership, communication, and engagement. I also help teams to brainstorm creatively and come to a consensus on a logical lane of influence. You can learn more about me by reading my bio in our show notes. Welcome back to Patterns and Possibilities, Glenda.
Ah, Tamla, thank you so much. I'm just really happy to have this opportunity to explore your experience with HSD today. So thanks so much for letting me interview you. And thanks for this lovely series of podcasts. You have done just such a nice job opening the heart and the hands and the mind of HSD. Really appreciate it.
Doing this has opened up my mind as well and allowed me to get up close and personal with people all around the globe that love HSD just as much as I do.
You're so sweet. So I'm really happy to dig in today a little bit into your HSD experience. So my first question is, if you think back to when you first put your toe into HSD, what was it that brought you? What were you looking for?
Well, if I remember correctly, I think it was around 2015. I just started working in organizational development, and it was a two-person team, myself and my manager. And even though I had a deep interest in organizational development, I'd never done it before. And so I wanted to do something and learn something that was going to be really, really rich. And unfortunately, within my organization, they weren't offering anything in organizational development that I felt would help me to move the needle forward. So I started out on my own quest, looking online, trying to find classes and courses and things that I thought would really make a difference in the work that I was doing. And somehow I stumbled upon something called Human Systems Dynamics. And got online, looked at the website, and of course, there's a ton of offerings. So I started off signing up for some of the free courses. And immediately I noticed that this is something really deep. It's something that I'm not accustomed to, but it was so interesting and intriguing to me that I continued on doing it. Then I eventually signed up for some of the paid courses where I had to pay, and it just got even bigger and deeper and sweeter. So it became irresistible to me. And I have been dipping in HSD ever since then. And it has definitely made a difference in my work in organizational development. But what I stumbled upon, which I didn't know, the surprise was it's so useful, not just professionally, but personally. So I started looking at that foundation, that what, so what, and now what, and seeing, wow, I can use this for me. And the great thing is, the more that I use it personally, the more I can show up authentically and in alignment with the work that I'm doing and teaching others to do as well.
Oh, Tamla, thank you so much. So I remember those early conversations we had, and you came to HSD with a deep and abiding awareness of yourself, and strength and curiosity. So you had traveled a lot of paths of development before you stepped into this work with us. And I remember thinking just how rich and full your experience was, and how much you were bringing of your capacity and curiosity into the space. So I'm curious about how HSD has woven into the work that you've done before or related to your journey as a whole of your development from professional and personal development from the beginning until now. What do you use from HSD and how does it move you?
Well, the big thing is all about patterns. And so, over my life, like everybody else, we've all developed some patterns that sometimes help us and sometimes hinder us. And so, HSD has given me that lens to deeply look at myself and the things that are holding me back from being my absolute best self. And that's personally, again, and professionally. And so having that, again, those strong questions, they sound really simple. What, so what, and now what? What are you seeing? So what difference does it make? And now what are you going to do about it? And just those three questions, Glenda, have held me accountable, again, personally and professionally. Because if I'm asking others to take that deep look at themselves, to look in the mirror, and with a fine, tooth comb and a microscope, I've got to do it too. And even though it may not always be something that's positive, we still got to accept that part of ourselves. So it's helped me to begin to work on me, becoming that better version of me. And I can avoid some of the things that we often hear is imposter syndrome. Well, if you're taking that self-reflective look all the time, every day, no matter what, and even though it might be uncomfortable, it helps you to show up in an authentic way with others. And being transparent about my own journey, my own what, so what, now what, I've talked about some of those things on the podcast, some depression that I've experienced, some of the feelings and difficulty I had dealing with grief. And I share those things with others, people that I deal with personally, and even some of the leaders that I deal with. And it helps them to feel more comfortable because they recognize this is a common thing. And stepping into those what, so what, now what questions can benefit the both of us. We can go on a journey together.
Oh my goodness. And you send back the photographs from that journey. So, can I ask you a little bit, Tamla? I know that you share HSD with others, both in your personal life and in your professional life. Can you tell us a little bit about how you find the process of sharing human systems dynamics with others that you engage with?
Well, it's something that I really love simply because HSD, we've always heard it's simple but not easy. And that is truly the case. But because I am certified in it, as you know, there's a lot of technical language involved in it. And what I love most is the simplicity in being able to share it. Even if a person comes into HSD, or maybe they've never even heard of it, everybody can benefit from those adaptive action questions. What pattern am I seeing? So, what difference does it make? And now, what am I going to do about it? So, just being able to share just that alone and still giving credit to human systems dynamics has truly been a difference that makes a difference. Because, again, because of the simplicity and universal nature of everybody can do that. It's simple enough for everybody to touch and use and apply. It has worked well because they don't have to know all about the different models and tools and techniques. And they don't have to get down in the nitty-gritty. They don't have to get a certification. But I think had I had those adaptive action questions when I was a kid, I'd think about how much further I would have gone, even if I did nothing else. It literally changed my life.
Oh my goodness, I am so touched. Thank you. So, as you think about this world as we're living in it now, with all the challenges and perspectives and fears and tensions that we have, what advice might you give either your HSD associates or those out in the world who are struggling with wicked issues? What could you share with them that you might be a single piece of advice that would help lift them up?
Well, the big thing for me has always been authenticity and alignment. And again, as I've talked about, what HSD focuses on, which is our patterns, taking the time daily to reflect on the things that we did, the things that often show up. And sometimes it's not obvious for us, our own patterns. Being courageous and asking others, what is it that I always do in a positive way and maybe in a not so positive way? Sometimes it isn't as clear for us, and that's okay. But having the courage to ask, and once you get the answer, to be able to accept that as the answer, and then begin to focus on what can I do to change that? Is it something that I want to change? Is it impacting others in a negative way? Is it hindering or is it helping? So my main advice is, again, to not be afraid to look at your own patterns. It's easier for us to show up and I can see Glenda's and I can see anybody else's voices and my mother's, but how often do I see my own and even call them out? It helps us, even Glenda, to connect with others the more honest we are about our own struggles and difficulties and challenges with our wicked issues, and letting them know that, hey, I struggle with that too. And the more I overcome it and develop a different pattern, a healthier pattern, then that puts me in a position for it to become contagious for other people. They want to try it too. What I have experienced is in using HSD, truly using it and demonstrating it personally and professionally, people recognize that. They'll see something different in you. They'll see it, they'll hear it, and they'll feel it. And if they're a curious person, they will want to know, what are you doing? I noticed something different about you. And that opens up the whole possibility for us who love HSD just like I do to be able to share. This is what I've been doing. And it's so simple that you can do it too. What, so what, and now what? And to make that part of your lifestyle. My goal in being a part of this HSD community is not only to share it, but to make sure that it becomes a daily part of my life, so seamless where I don't even notice that I'm doing it.
Miss Handy, thank you so much. Listen, that's advice I need to take. So I really appreciate the way that landed for me today. Thank you. Thank you for who you are and how you are in the world and how you help the rest of the world be and how you help hold up HSD for all of us and all the community. So, and for this time to share your world with me today. Thank you for this curious conversation.
Well, you're welcome. And I want to say this in front of all of our listeners while we have them as a captive audience. This has been a really amazing experience for me. This is not just a podcast that I get to host. This is an opportunity to learn and stretch and grow and to learn more about others all around the globe. So I want to thank you, Glenda, for giving me and trusting me to be able to do this and hold this space with all of these amazing people that I would not have had the opportunity to get up close and personal with were it not for this podcast.
You're welcome and thank you.
I'm so grateful that you've joined us for our new pattern of curious conversations with Miss Handy. Be sure to tune in next time when we'll talk to another one of our special guests from around the globe about their unique HSD, What, So What, and Now What experience. Until then, continue using adaptive action to discover all of the patterns and possibilities that exist in your world.